Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is comparing the Trump administration's sweeping layoffs within the Education Department to dismantling democracy. Pritzker spoke this morning at a press conference in suburban Rosemont. He warned the cuts put at risk more than $3 billion in federal funding the state expects to receive starting this summer.
We're going to have to obviously do whatever we can on the state level if this becomes the eventuality. But what we're doing now is standing up, speaking up, and making sure that if at all possible, we will keep them from damaging public education in this country.
At least 50 employees are leaving the Chicago offices of the department, nearly all through layoffs announced by the administration on Tuesday. Illinois is one of 21 Democratic-led states and Washington, D.C., that filed a federal lawsuit today challenging the layoffs in a federal court. Cook County State's Attorney Eileen O'Neill Burke is not appealing a ruling to throw out the murder conviction of a man who has been in prison for nearly 29 years, but her office is not letting him off the hook either. My colleague Chip Mitchell reports Robert Johnson was 16 years old when he was arrested and charged in the 1996 murder of Eddie Binion. The lead detective has ties to disgraced Chicago Police Commander John Burge. An attorney for Johnson says a key co-defendant recanted his testimony against him and says there is also evidence another man admitted to the murder. Last month, a Cook County judge threw out the conviction and ordered Johnson's release. At a hearing today, prosecutors gave no indication they're appealing that decision, but they haven't dropped the charges for that decision. The judge has set a hearing for next month. Four suburban counties owe their recent population growth to an influx of new arrivals. Census estimates out today show suburban DuPage, Kane, Lake, and Will counties have seen their populations grow since 2020 almost entirely because of immigration. The four counties have gained more than 63,000 immigrants since 2020. And the first regional branch of the Chicago Public Library to open on Chicago's South Side is celebrating 50 years in business. My colleague Adora Namigudde reports the Carter G. Woodson Regional Library opened in 1975 in the Washington Heights neighborhood. And since then, the library has adapted to serve multiple community needs. It has film screenings and a teen sewing club. Also, the library houses the biggest collection of African-American history and literature in the Midwest. The library is celebrating the milestone by hosting special events on the 19th or 20th of every month this year. It will end with a larger event in December. It's also collecting people's memories at the Woodson through an online forum. The building is named after historian and author Carter G. Woodson. And a total lunar eclipse could be visible from Chicago tonight. The Sun-Times says the show will start around 11 o'clock with the full eclipse happening about 1:30 in the morning. The Chicago area has not seen a total lunar eclipse since November of 2022, and the next one won't happen until March of 2026. Weather, sunny skies, it's pleasant today. A high near 60, clear tonight, a low in the mid-40s. And sunny and windy on Friday, high in the mid-70s. Rain and a wind advisory Friday night, and then a high wind warning expected on Saturday, where we could see wind gusts as high as 60 miles an hour. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.